This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out this morning on Old Dan. Maybe it's late at night where you are, but Old Dan's pretty faithful old pony. So we're getting on down the road. We're looking at this study, have been for quite a while now, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we come there now to look at the life of Jacob. Old Jacob had a stormy passage through his entire life. It seemed like he was always in trouble, didn't it? But he came to enter the port, the water smooth, yes. Many were the dark clouds of his earthly life. But when he came down to the sunset of his life, he was bathed with radiant splendor. Oh, my friend, no saint need be stricken with terror as he comes to the closing moments of his life here on this earth. No. If you know the Lord, you can appreciate what we're saying here. Now, let's notice. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying. That's our subject, faith. We're looking at the faith chapter, and he knew he was dying. For anyone to die by faith, he must of necessity have lived by faith. Are you living by faith, my friend? Can you say you live by the faith of the Son of God that he's given you? You can't die by faith unless you've lived by faith. To the average church member today, those whom I've known, many, many, many of them, including the pastors and deacons and others, death is just a leap in the dark. And that's so, my friend. I'm tired and sick of this present day spineless ministry, aren't you? All over this country. You hear nothing but that smooth preaching. You hear nothing but easy believingism. And we have folks tell us, write us, and they say, Trailblazer, we can't preach like you did. If we do, we'd lose our audience. We'd lose our good givers. And one sermon, like you do here, old Trailblazer, and I wouldn't have a job. And I look those fellas in the face and say, fella, like I told you in a message back a little while ago, I had a young man call me, a young preacher from Georgia, and he said he had a nice church, 200 members or so, but he said, my church is run by the deacon board. He said, I have no authority whatsoever. And he asked me what to do. He said, I don't know what to do. And I said, I'd look them in the face and preach one sermon. I'd just preach one sermon and tell them to go to hell for their trouble. Now, have my coat and my hat and everything ready. And I'd put my hat on top of it and the head and stand there and preach the sermon according to God's, as God's ambassador is called to. And then I'd say, goodbye, fellas, I'm gone. I've delivered my soul. I'm tired of this little silk handkerchief of preaching. That's what it is, my friend. The ministry today, as you know it and I know it, as a rule, has no authority. Did you know the pastor is a voice of authority, my friend? That's the reason I have so much trouble with this so-called women preachers. A woman's not supposed to have any authority in the church. No, sir. No, sir. Now, it's just no one is awakened under those kind of preaching, and people do as they please. I just tell folks they can put it back in the jug and cork it. But I want to stop for a moment and play you another one of our good old-fashioned radio song, our radio choir songs, and then we'll get back into our study. So you listen as we play this one, and I'll tell you how you can get these messages on CD. Only a sinner saved by grace.
Sinner, save.
Amen. My friend, can you say that? Can you sing along with that? Only a sinner saved by grace. Old Trailblazer can't sing, but I enjoy hearing other folks sing. And we sing that song quite often here in our choir. And we used to sing it often when we had our radio choir in place. But now we have these 9 CDs by our late choir. And we have about 15, 18 songs on each one of them. And they all sell for $5 a piece. And I'll be glad to send you a title list of all the songs. Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, Only a Sinner, just one after another. Saved by the Blood, Washed in the Blood, all those things. So we're back in our study now, and we were looking there at the life of Jacob. Listen, if you're going to die by faith, you have to live by faith. A life of faith is not like some sunshiny day, no. There'll be foggy mornings, there'll be stormy hours, there'll be thunderstorms, there'll be valleys as well as mountains. And the individual that'll tell you, well, brother, it's always sunshine with me, put it down. They don't know anything about Christ. And I know they don't know anything about the Bible. No. Listen. One day there was a man in Brother Spurgeon's time over there when Spurgeon was living, and the newspapers everywhere put out what a marvelous man he was, a great Christian, one of the greatest Christians in the world. And Mr. Spurgeon said, I want to ask him one question when I see him. I'll know whether he's anything. And finally, Mr. Spurgeon went over there to Menton, France, and he got his secretary to take him over there. And he walked into the room where he was and sat down, conversation with him. He said, it's noted that you're a great Christian, and I hope so. Why, sure it's so, he said. Sir, I have one question I want to ask you. Do you ever have any trouble with the devil? Oh, no, Mr. Spurgeon, I never do. I haven't had trouble with the devil. Mr. Spurgeon looked him square in the eyes and said, Mister, you don't know the Spirit. You don't know the Christ that I know. The Christ of the Scriptures is foreign to you. There's no believer's life that runs smooth. Now, let me tell you that. You may be a lost sinner wanting to be saved. Let me tell you something. It's not a bed of roses. I tell my folks here oftentimes, no, sir. No, sir, it's not. If you have one day of sunshine, praise the Lord for it. Because the next morning, the storm inside may be raging. And in the afternoon, the thunder may be roaring. But listen, on the outside, the sun is still, on the inside, the sunshine is still shining. Jacob lived and walked by faith, but he had a terrific struggle. Hard fightings, faults, failures. Go back there and read in Genesis what happened to old Jacob. And he prized and elevated his relationship to the everlasting, everlasting covenant. He knew his relationship to that covenant, and he prized it. He trusted in his God, Jehovah, and esteemed his promises. He relied upon him. His life was molded by him. The old nature was very strong in Jacob. Yes, he was. He was a scoundrel. You know he was a scoundrel? He was not that little quiet, easygoing fella like his daddy. No, sir. Jacob's old nature was strong, and he was high-tempered and high-strung, and they said he'd fight a circle saw and give it 10-round start. And it was manifested many times, but also did that new nature, until when old Jacob sat on the bedside, that new nature had conquered, and he was dying by a triumphant faith. Because of Jacob's infirmities, he employed unlawful means to secure the birthright. Would you say why? Jacob valued that for birthright so much until it could almost overlook the unlawful means he used to get it. He wanted it. He valued it. And I've got to have it. He knew what it meant. He longed for that birthright. He prayed for the birthright. He lived for that birthright, which his brother despised. He knew his brother despised it. He knew his brother spoke lightly of it, and he knew his brother didn't want it, until his faith laid hold of the promise that was made to his mother, that the younger shall rule the elder, and he believed it, and nothing would turn him away. Oh, my friend, I ask you, have you ever had a hunger and thirst after the righteousness of Christ, like old Jacob did there? Have you, my friend? Has it come down to this, that you must have Christ or die? Can you ever been there? Maybe you say, well, I'm just foolish, old trailblazer. But no, I tell you, it's when you become desperate. And when does that happen? The Lord shows you a little bit of your old human nature, your old inside flesh, that old self-righteousness, that old selfishness. He shows you just a little bit of that. You know, we the average person today, religious or not, believes, whoa, I'm all right. You know, I do good things, and I'm okay, and the Lord's going to look on the good things. And yes, no, that's not right, my friend. The Lord shows every sinner, and we say that you must be awakened, concerned about your soul, come to see yourself in a measure of what a sinner you are, and then you'll begin to cry for mercy. Until you see your desperate need, you never cry. No, sir, you won't cry out for nothing. I don't need that hellfire and damnation preaching you put out, old trailblazer. I don't need that. I don't need you calling my name over the radio. I don't need you. No, sir. But, my friend, when the Lord shows you yourself, you come crying unto the Lord. Lord, save me, lest I perish. And then you call the old trailblazer and say, you know, trailblazer, you was right. I always thought you was an old cook, but you was right. I'm a sinner. And the Lord saved me. And now I'm rejoicing in the Lord. And I praise the Lord for the old trailblazer. Would you let me know if you do that? So I come here at this time asking you to remember the old trailblazer in your prayers, that the Lord will give me that which to say, the gospel as it goes out. You know, there's not much gospel being preached today. A lot of watered down stuff with these mega TV preachers, these mega TV evangelists and all that. 30,000 members here and 10,000 over there. But my friend, they don't preach Christ. No, they don't preach Christ. You write me and I'll send you a little book we have by Pastor Shelton on Christ, a living reality. Do you hear folks talking about the Lord where you go to church? Your fellow sits in that next door to you. Do you know who he is? Oh, my friend, I had a man come here the other night. He said, Pastor, I'm looking for a church that makes you welcome. I said, well, you found one. And then we had another couple come in here and he told my wife, he said, y'all just love each other too much. That's what's the matter here. He's just making a conversation. He said, y'all just love each other too much. But would you remember me in your prayers, the old trailblazer? And then remember my address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you.
Blessed Savior.